Hey there, welcome to What's the Truth. Today's lie is lie number 21, which is I'm not worthy. You're listening to the What's the Truth podcast with me, Jessica Hoddle. I'm a number one bestselling author, wife, and coach. I refuse to let you keep believing the lies that are coming at you from every direction. Every week, I'll speak truth, bring encouragement, and inspire you as I uncover the lies you may believe to be true about your life. Each episode is meant to challenge the way you think to change the way you live. This is something that I have experienced over and over again in my own life, and I'm sure that maybe somebody listening can relate. This idea that I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to do these things, to have nice things, to do good works, to do the things that I know in Scripture He tells me that I'm more than capable of doing because of Christ in me. But these feelings of I'm not good enough, I need to be better, I need to prove myself, like all of these things come for me in my mind. And so when I wrote my first book, Know Your Worth, I feel like a baby at the time as far as Scripture, even though I had walked with the Lord for a couple of years at that time. And I really describe knowing your worth as far as I was acknowledging the truth in that book. I was saying, here's what I know is that it's really easy to make your body an idol, your business an idol, your relationships and men an idol. And I address all of those things in Know Your Worth. And it's helping women acknowledge this truth. It's saying, hey, there is a person that wants your attention, that loves you, that cares for you above all of these things that you might be putting above him. And when I wrote Own Your Worth, you know, the subtitle is Discovering the Truth in the Midst of Lies. And I think that the Lord has just kept repeating that to me of this is what you feel, but what is the truth? And when I think about this podcast, it's the same way. He's been speaking to this message in my heart over and over. And the podcast is called What's the Truth? And this is why we address lies. You know, it's these things that we think, but we need truth to them. And so Own Your Worth was about living in truth, actually embracing it, living it out. What does it look like practically to own your worth versus know your worth? Because I would hear women say to me, okay, I know my worth, but what do I do with it now? I know what God's word says, but how do I live it out? And what I've come to discover and learn is that most of us, because I work with women all the time in my coaching groups, my healing groups, and various things, is we're often looking for this feeling, this approval of man and, of course, of God. So we go, God, I love you, so I'm going to do all these things for you. Look at how good I'm doing. Look at all the people I'm helping. Look at my works. Look at my actions, God, because I want you to know how much I love you. Or we do things so that we can experience that I'm worthy of this call. So I want somebody to commend the things that I say. I want to have the results in a weight loss program so that I can prove to others that I'm worthy to share about health and fitness. And so we're often tossing our worth kind of around in the context of this feeling that we need to achieve, hoping it stays there. And we know just how often feelings are fleeting. We might experience something in the moment and then something happens and it's like, boom, it's gone. Where did it go? And then we start searching for it again. And that's where we get to understand that our worth is not a feeling, it's in a person. That means that we're grounded in truth. And so when we can understand that our worth is not in a feeling, we're not going to get tossed to and fro based on circumstances or things that happen or whatever it is, that we can come from the perspective of, I can see what's happening around me, and maybe even experience that. But I know as a daughter of Christ who I am, we cling to scriptures like, you know, in Genesis where he tells us that we are created in the image of God, in Psalm 139, that you are fearfully and wonderfully made, that he knit us in our mother's womb before we even knew who he was. He knew us. But for me, I want to think practically, how does this look living out? Like, what? I can read that, but how do I experience it? And it's coming into this revelation, not of all that I can do for him, but what he's done for me. And that's where we got to get to the point of taking out our works and taking the scriptures that we're reading and living in them. Like, they become the truth, like the grounded truth that we live in. And then we can begin to apply that in our situations and circumstance. But it wasn't until I actually started reading the word to understand the resources and the tools that I had to fight what was coming against me. And oftentimes we want this cookie cutter answer, just tell me the steps, how to live this practically. And for me, we always say you have to start reading your Bible. And maybe you're thinking, okay, that's great, but I'm overwhelmed and I don't know how to do that. And there are so many great resources and people to follow. Jen Wilkin has a couple great books too. One is Women in the Word, and she walks you through how to understand the Bible. Great tips. And so I'd recommend that book. But, you know, that's kind of a whole other podcast for another day. But really getting to this idea that in order to know who I am, I have to know who he is, because my identity is in a person. And if we're made in God's image, then how we view him matters, because then that's how we view ourselves. And so worth is much the same, because worth, when we think about our worth in Christ and where it comes from, our worth is a response. It's a resting place as a daughter of the King. It's just kind of like agape love. When we think of love, that's not a feeling. It's a response to Christ's love for us. And so our worth is a response to Christ's love for us, so that we get to go out into the world and love on others, that we get to show people a different way in the midst of difficult circumstances. Your worth cannot be measured, proven, changed, debated, taken away, or separated from you in Christ. When you accepted Jesus as your Savior, your spirit got sealed. Your sin does not separate you from your worth. I think a lot of us take that and we say we messed up and we start to equate it to how worthy we are because of our sin. He calls us to repentance. Yes, he does. We have redemption. So when we think, let's go back to Ephesians 1. And if we go back through Ephesians 1, you can read all throughout it. Starting verse 7, you know, it tells us, in him we have redemption, forgiveness of sins, obtained an inheritance. We are predestined. So we are purchased, but not yet redeemed. We have the power and authority because of Christ. And so when I think about obtained an inheritance, let's think about that. When somebody dies in your family, they might leave you an inheritance. And what is that? That is the passing of probably many good things that you love or enjoyed or whatever that is. But when somebody dies, they leave you an inheritance. And although we know Jesus died and rose again, he left an inheritance for us. And that's something that we get to experience here on earth. We don't have to wait to get to heaven to experience an inheritance that he's given us through Christ. We don't have to wait to use power and authority to bring healing and to bring, you know, to change our circumstances. Like, we're not powerless. We're not just waiting and hoping God gives us all these things. And if we do everything right, then maybe it will happen and maybe it won't. And so for me, it's living in this power and authority that we've given now, according to the scripture, especially reading through the gospels and what he's called and charged us to do when he tells us to go make disciples. Matthew 3:8, in a translation, it says, produce fruit that shows you have changed your hearts and lives. Another version says, prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. And I think that that is a beautiful example of identity and worth. It's that one, again, renewing process, which we talk a lot about here, but that produce fruit that shows you have changed your heart and lives. When we know whose we are, our life looks different. Our actions look different. Our response looks different. We're not just acknowledging a truth and reading a scripture to feel good. We're now taking the truth and living in it and speaking it out loud, speaking it over our bodies. We're not just going to read Psalm 139 and feel really good, but then not live that in the world. This is where he's calling me to right now, is this place of, are you living the scripture out in the world? Are you coming from your identity and worth in Christ, not from a place of, is man going to hate me? Are people going to judge me? What are people going to say? All of these things. But that I want to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. I want to make disciples of all nations. I want to speak with authority and tell that mountain to move, and it will move. I want to pray without doubting in my heart. So I want him to address the doubt that I have or the unbelief that I have. Just like, you know, the encounters with Jesus that we see. Help me, but also I need to address the unbelief and doubt in my heart, so I can focus more on the truth, because often doubts are lies. And what's this podcast about? Addressing the lies from the enemy. Once again, your sin doesn't separate you from your worth. He's not judging you according to your sin, because he doesn't see your sin. He sees you as righteous. Because you said yes to him, you are reconciled with him in your spirit. And we often think he judges us according to our flesh. He does not judge us according to our flesh. We communicate him in spirit and in truth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And I know that there's a lot of messages out there about how worthy you are. And again, we quote really cool scripture, but how can we take this and live in it? And that's your charge for today, is what does it look like to take the Genesis scripture, when we are created in the image of God, and live that in the world? What does that look like for you? What verse are you living out, not memorizing? What are you living out? Because that's where he has me right now. Am I living out a scripture where I'm thinking about the thoughts that I'm thinking about? Am I thinking on things that are noble, that are just? Am I producing and partnering with the Spirit where I see patience, gentleness, self-control? Because that matters to me. Am I living a life of just doubt and fear and not being transformed by Scripture to where I live in faith? And y'all, I'm working it out. I'm working it out with you, which is why I wanted to address this lie today. I'm not worthy. I'm here. We know the truth is that, yes, you are worthy because of Christ. Apart from him, you're not. You're not. And that's okay. That's good news. Through God sending his son. You were worth it. We love because he loved us first. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear because fear involves torment. We love because he first loved us. So before you think you have to do all the things right and find this feeling of worth, again, this is a response. This is a resting place as a daughter of the King. Your worth cannot be measured, proven, changed, debated, taken away. That's the truth that you get to hold on to today. When everything else tells you that you're not good enough, your bank account, your body, your relationship status, whenever that lie comes for you, I'm not good enough, and it's going to, you can go back to the truth because you're coming from a place of identity, power, and authority with your union in Christ. You are not looking to a feeling. You are looking to a person. Apart from him, you are not worthy. With him, you are more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. You're a daughter of the King. And you are worth it. P.S. One more thing. If you've ever felt like you weren't good enough, smart enough, pretty enough, thin enough, strong enough, worthy enough, or doing enough, then my best-selling book, Know Your Worth, is for you. If you knew what you were worth, would you settle for anything less? It's not uncommon to feel inadequate, whether it's issues surrounding your career, your body, relationships, or your finances. You will discover gems to apply in your own life as I take you through my own journey of how I was able to overcome the unthinkable by realizing my worth wasn't tied in the things or people, but to God. In this book, I really walk you through the how-to of stop settling for relationships that do nothing but cause you pain. Find the tools you need to be successful in life. Realize you are beautiful just the way you are. Refuse to settle for anything less than what's God's best for your life. And recognize that no matter what your past looks like, it doesn't have to be your future.